told me I was funny. He liked my company. He said I should have been a boy so he could hang with me. My heart sunk in a dark, my face was blushing red. I was sitting on the bench, soaking what he said. I see another kind of world when I'm with my steamy friend. I just want to have a good night, but silly boys start lurking in. Everything she has to say, they're eyeing up a feast. And I'm
is Mousy with The Bench, and on the line from Ōtautahi we have got Serena. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, it's nice to be able to chat to you, and congratulations on a new single and announcing a new record called My Friends. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think that it's starting to kick in. The messages are coming up on social media and people are enjoying the new track and people are buying the pre-orders.
Awesome.
And it's like getting me excited. Yeah,
that's great.
Makes it feel real.
I know, and especially when you've been working on something for quite some time, as I imagine you probably have been with this. Tell us a wee bit about the record. How do you go about writing it?
Well, I named the record first, so I wanted to point my mind in a certain direction, away from something else, away from something that I was attached to writing about.
Mm-hmm.
So, just naturally, so I was like, I'm going to focus my attention, I'm going to write an album called My Friends. And then I did it, which is kind of crazy because my follow through normally isn't great. But we managed to actually do the whole record, and I'm really proud of what we came up with.
That's so awesome. When you say you're trying to, like, I guess, distract yourself from what you normally write about, what do you feel is your normal kind of groove you fall into?
I think I would write about my family a lot, and I didn't want to do that anymore. Mm. I feel like it was just making me spiral in a bad place.
Mm.
So I was just like, no, I'm not going to write about this anymore. I'm going to put it behind me. Because I'm like estranged from my family, so I was just mm-hmm. like, I need to just wipe that and just write something positive.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because this song that I'm releasing today, My Hands Are Made of Glass, is quite heart-wrenching and really sad.
Yeah.
My intention was to write a really wholesome album, but then obviously life is life, and
yes,
you know, not all experiences are wholesome.
Well, exactly.
But there are some wholesome songs on the record, I promise.
Well, The Bench that we just listened to, that's such a fantastic track, and it's definitely, I think a lot of people can relate to it. At some point in your life, you've very much felt like you've been put on the bench. How do you, when you were writing this, especially if you were writing it with this intention of like your friends being the baseline and the point to come back to, how did you, I guess, bounce your ideas around for this? Do you play it for your friends? Do you sort of talk about what you're making with the people around you?
I think I just like I'm a bit of a hothead. So if I'm feeling emotion, I feel it all over. And I think I was just getting really frustrated. And then that was when I wrote The Bench, because I was just so frustrated. And then I came up with the kind of the chords and the melody, and I just wanted something with so much energy and just to kind of be a fun way to complain, I guess.
Yeah. It is a very good way to complain. It makes you sort of like, I feel, dance it out rather than just sulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that song, like, if that's a sulk, that's not going to be a good song.
No.
You know, the subject matter.
No one wants to be that guy.
Yeah, no one wants to be that guy. So, yeah.
The album cover is beautiful. It's got such a lovely sort of almost children's book illustration on the front. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? And are these your friends in the drawings?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's vague. I didn't want it to be too on the nose. But the drawing is... or the watercolour slash drawing is by my friend Christy, who is Lucas Pickle Darling's partner. I don't know if you know Pickle Darling.
We do indeed.
She's one of my closest friends and an amazing artist. She does exhibitions regularly, and I asked her to do the artwork, and I had a very vivid idea of what I wanted, and she doesn't usually do watercolour. But she was just kind of like, oh yeah, I'll give it a go. And oh my goodness, it's like so good.
It's really lovely. I mean, it looks like it's going to be such a cool record. I mean, the first two songs we've got are amazing. They are very, as we've already mentioned, tonally quite different. How would you describe this album as a whole?
I think I don't let sounds limit me. Like, I like what I like, and that's really broad. So it is quite a journey from top to bottom, like in terms of the album, from start to finish. So I think it is, I mean, I'm sure every artist says this, it's meant to be listened to as an album. But I really, yeah, I think that if you do listen to it as an album, you'll understand how it is cohesive.
And when you are writing about your friends, are you dedicating songs in your mind to your mates, or is it a little bit of a mix of just stuff that fits within that world and songs that maybe are for particular people? I mean, you've got a song on here that's called Rachel, which I'm assuming maybe is for a friend called Rachel, or I don't know, because I haven't heard it yet. But I'm wondering how you kind of thought about that process of using your friends as the baseline to come back to.
Yeah, I think I'm lucky. My friend's real good with it. Like, Rachel was a real sport, and she was just, like, so stoked to have a song. And, yeah, she loved the song, and I think something that helps is that she's extremely vulnerable as a person, so she didn't mind me sharing. I think that, you know, there's a couple of diss tracks on the album, and it's like, who cares? I don't have to ask consent for that.
It's your own music, you can do what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me, like, I'm kind of annoyed at you. Do you mind if I write a song on it? It's kind of like a hard message to send someone. Yeah,
I feel like it's better to just, like, not talk about
forgiveness, not permission.
Yeah,
you can all pretend you don't know what it's about.
all the above of what you said. Yeah, there's songs that are about general specific people, good and bad, and consent and not consent.
are you hoping you can take this on the road at some point when that's a thing we can see a little bit more easily? Is that something you're planning for this?
Yes, we are planning for that, but no promises. If we do it, we'll make sure that it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think that nothing is depressing me more than seeing tours come up and then them get cancelled. Like,
it's
like, just hard to watch. So having hope during this time is really hard. So, yeah, if we do it, it will be like, we'll announce the tour pretty close to the time that we're going to go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a safe way to do it. Well, I'm very excited to hear this whole album, which is coming out on the 11th of March. As you've said, you can pre-order it, and it's coming out on various hard formats as well. You've got a record, you've got a tape. It's looking pretty good.
Yeah, we've got CDs, you know, for the car.
Nice, for the car, very good.
Yeah.
And will they be all kind of in the local record stores around the motu as well?
Yeah, we've got distribution this time, so it's a lot easier, and you should be able to find it everywhere, like JB Hi-Fi and
Wicked,
Penny Lane and everything. Yep.
Fantastic. Sounds like one to add to the list for people listening at home. I think we should listen to your brand new track now, though, Serena. Thank you so much for talking to us about your new album and your new music as well. Good luck with the rest of the rollout, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Kia ora.
Don't talk to me. Don't touch me. My hands are made of glass, and they'll strike you. I struggle to be nice, and I'll just bite you. Get comfortable.